Thank you. And next up is Brenda South and Terry Brown.
Yes, there were some questions raised about a facility down in southern Utah near Blanding. It's the White Mesa Uranium Mill, and they had some groundwater issues. And we had the Ute Mountain Tribe environmental manager, I guess his name was Scott Clow, and he raised some questions about whether some of the offsite rule decisions we made are protective to the tribe or to this environmental justice area. So I'd like to start off with explain what the offsite rule is first. Back in the early 80s, Superfund came out, which it's the same as CERCLA. And what EPA did was we cleaned up a bunch of sites. And we sent the waste to a bunch of landfills, and some of the landfills went bankrupt. So Congress came out with the statutory requirement that EPA check every landfill treatment facility or storage facility that receives CERCLA waste from off-site. And it had some criteria of what was considered acceptable. And the two criteria is that the facility had to be in compliance at that moment and have no groundwater releases, which are not controlled. By not controlled means that there's no legal document, like a consent agreement or something, that forces the facility to clean up the release. Once the facility enters into that, then that release is considered controlled. White Mesa has several releases, and they're very, very complicated. The facilities, groundwater people, the state, and EPA has looked at this, and we haven't come to a resolution. And we've tried to keep in contact with the state, but we just found out there was a stipulation of consent agreement that was signed that requires White Mesa to do that. And we just found that out today. So we're going to review that and find out whether we can, whether we need to take further action on it. But I guess the issue that Scott had was whether our program, by requiring the government to send waste only to these particular facilities, whether that would be protected to the EJ communities. And I'm not sure if I can answer that today because the offsite rule doesn't consider EJ. And I'm not sure why the rule was first proposed back in 86, and maybe EJ wasn't on EPA's radar. But maybe EJ should be considered in there. Now that we have this information, we will take whatever action we need to take. And we'll try to get in contact with Scott so we can, in case he's there now, we would be glad to discuss any issues or any direct questions that you may have, Scott. I guess that's about all I have. Thank you.
Thanks. So I think this raises a good point that, you know, it's good to hear from the public, you know, about how EPA can improve its work. And so, you know, I thank you to the folks who raised it and for us to be able to go back and see where we can improve our work. You know, this highlights one issue like the offsite rule. How do we better prepare for EJ concerns that come up or community concerns as we move forward? So thanks, Terry. I think you're right. It certainly poses a good question, and maybe we can go offline with some of the concerned citizens or tribal members to be able to talk about this.